faith we're not finding in the Buddha faith, which is growing in America. It's growing in America. And all these other things, this is becoming a dark continent. Very dark. All these fantastic truths are not found in the Muslims and religion or Buddha or Hinduism and these kinds of things, or even with the Mormons. What you have to do in a lot of these is you have to do something good according to their definition of good to get something. And the Muslims, it's all heaven, the ideal of heaven is all related in sexual terms if you've ever read it. And we had to study it in seminary. And these kind of things that are just so polluted. Nowhere else do you find the things that you have about heaven that we have in this book. Now, there is a God. And where does he exist? In a sense, God is everywhere. But where does he have his throne? And this is what we come to in our study. And this is the place of heaven. Let's take a quick look at the house of God. Let's take a quick look at the house of God. One. What do you think about when you think about heaven? What do you think about when you think about heaven? A. Do you think of it as a place? I'm sure being Christians, all of us have thought about heaven. Sometimes we think about it more than other times. When our car is headed toward a brick cement wall, we think about it. But we think about heaven. Do you think about it as a place? If so, what kind of a place? A lot of people had the idea of streets of gold, buildings of ivory. People, let me tell you something. That's the New Jerusalem. I hate to break that little... That's the New Jerusalem. So what do you think about when you think about heaven, where your home is? It's not in the New Jerusalem as far as the Bible tells us. B. Do you think about a person? When you think about heaven, do you think of it as in terms of a person? God? Jesus Christ? Angels? Believers in the Bible? Believers you have known and loved? Do you think of heaven, do you think in terms of the residence there? Do you think in terms of a place? What is your concept in dealing with heaven? And both are wonderful. Jesus Christ in John 13:1 said, I go to be with the Father. I like to think of heaven as the persons. God the Father, Jesus Christ. People that I've loved, my mother. People that are in the Bible. There are so many people in the Bible that I just look forward to seeing and talking with. People in history. Throughout history. I really want to meet Whitaker Chambers. I of course, never knew him, but read his books and his soul and all. I really want to meet him. And so there are a lot of things. So you got to think about, what do you think about when you think about heaven? Secondly, point two. First of all, heaven is a place. It is a place. It's a real place. It's not an idea. It's a real place. But don't try to visualize it. It is beyond our thinking. That's very important. Don't try to visualize heaven. It's beyond our thinking. The Greek word from which heaven comes has the root meaning crystal. As the Greek word comes from the Greek meaning an expanse, to expand. The word does not emphasize something solid at all, but rather a broad expanse, a spatial extension. Further work on the word and the definition of the word heaven involves a multitude of Semitic and Ugaritic words. But we have seen how the word heaven is the expanse between the waters. And that concept comes from the lower waters, just like this, and then the outer water around the universe, as studied in Genesis. You have the upper water, or the sweet water, and the bitter water here. Well, this part in between is called heaven.